This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of new unemployment claims in Colorado is up 10% over the previous week, interrupting a three-week downward trend. Colorado labor officials say nearly 7,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. At its peak in mid-April, more than 100,000 people filed for benefits in 1 week. As investigations into Elijah McClain's death continue, CPR News has found that Aurora Police and the Adams County Coroner had a lot of contact before the cause of death was determined. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
In 50 pages of emails, CPR News found that the pathologist who completed the autopsy told the coroner he was leaning towards an undetermined cause of death before he had all the information from police, including witness statements and videos. Also, the coroner met with police detectives ahead of the release of the autopsy. The undetermined cause of death is important because it is an obstacle to holding anyone criminally liable for McClain's death. Some lawmakers call these close contacts between cops and coroners wrong, particularly when the cops may have been responsible for the death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A neighborhood board in Denver has officially changed the name of the city's Stapleton neighborhood to Central Park. Stapleton residents voted to change the name. The change was spurred by demonstrations following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The neighborhood was previously named for former Denver Mayor Benjamin Stapleton, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. This is CPR News.